Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And this is Money and Change with Stu Scheer. And I, of course, am Michael Bejas, the producer. Anyway, you come on over to Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world, and you can buy our merchandise, and we'd love to see you in it. And it helps us stay on the radio. Anyway, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. And keep note that any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. So the people here at Trim Radio Network just want you to know we want you to do your own research. We absolutely express, no liabilities, no nothing. As far as that goes, we want you to do the research. And I try to keep that shorter and shorter every time. It makes it a lot easier because Stu has his own disclaimer. Anyway, that song right there, price tag, is covered under a BMI music license, 6105-1658. And our caller number is 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. We'd love to share it. So, folks, without further ado, I am giving you Stu.
Hey, and just remember, no cussing, no nasty words, no being bad, okay? we run a clean shop, and Michael forgot to bring that in. So anyhow, we want to add that in there, especially it's Sunday, you got to behave yourself. Monday's a different story. Anyhow, our disclaimer, after I welcome everybody to Money and Change, / Financially Prepped, and we are on Facebook. You got to check us out because there's so much updated stuff there. I have been busy the last three or four days putting stuff up there, and things are getting a little wild out there. But before we get going, a little disclaimer: the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program, and nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. And if we had a guy that could do a very fast disclaimer, we'd hire him in a minute, but we couldn't understand him because they talk so daggone fast. And you've heard the disclaimers on some of the radio shows, and they talk so fast that you can't understand what they're saying. I think it's better to think about what we're presenting here because it's important stuff. And it wouldn't be important if it was like a game show or something like that. But we have some important stuff to discuss. A lot of crazy stuff is happening out there. Well, you know, we always do our shout outs. A big Trim Radio shout out to Trim Radio. Oh, yeah, we've been on the air, and Michael's been producer for quite a while. And we always have fun, and, you know, Michael and I get along really well. Maybe that, I don't know. We've just done this so daggone long. Big shout out to Trim Radio for keeping us on the air. A big shout out to the University of Findlay. I think we have about 10 days to go until everybody graduates. Well, hopefully they graduate. It's www.findlay.edu. It's a great school. About 4,000 students on campus. And great facilities, great professors, great students. They're from all over the world there. They are really great students. Good sports, NCAA Division II in basketball and football, track, wrestling. I mean, Findlay's had some national championship teams, and we've also had some great wrestling teams. And it's a good school. It really is. Nice place to visit in the summertime. It really is. It's kind of calm and quiet. I used to take classes up there in the summertime, and it was great. It really was. And they basically go year-round. They don't take too many breaks. But check them out, University of Findlay. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Oh, wow. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You can get them on Facebook. He's been doing some more pens. And I put them on our Facebook page for Money and Change. You got to check them out. Excellent work. What he does is custom work for colleges, universities, big businesses, small businesses, promotionals. He's sold a bunch down in Disney World, and he's been having stuff sent to trade shows in Japan and other places. He is excellent. Everything comes out perfect, and Michael and I both have pens from Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens, and we paid for them. We got to keep the guy in business, you know, and he's busy. He really is. And everything that comes out is fantastic. If you like a Second Amendment pen, you have to take a look at his collection. Really good stuff. So that's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Well, check us out, Money and Change, every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we're live for the most part, unless I have a concert I have to play. And we will have probably one concert in May, June, July, and probably September. So I know there will be encore versions of the show at least four times. I'm committed to a group, and we play concerts, and sometimes they're indoors, and sometimes they are outdoors. And why do they pick up the outdoor concerts when it's so blooming hot? Oh, well, we have fun anyhow. I've been doing this for years, and we have a concert band of about 70 pieces. And a lot of people are retired. A lot of people, oh my God, they're old folks. A lot of people are retired. Some are professional musicians. We've got a drummer by the name of Joey, and he has been known to be called to go to Las Vegas to play for bands in Las Vegas. The guy's fantastic. And we have other people that play in other professional groups too. And we have fun doing it. And it's just, we get together every Monday night and we practice in an air-conditioned facility. It's basically given to us to play there. Beautiful place. And so we're going to be doing that. But Money and Change will be live almost all the time, other than the concert seasons. And when I'm into those, I've got to take at least four or five Sundays off. And that's, I hate doing that, but we have a lot of fun in that band. And if I wasn't there, we might have some problems. Anyhow. Then there's My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, and that's always Wednesday at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. You have to check us out. And again, we're live for that, and I really don't have any replays for Wednesdays. The conflicts come in on Sundays. But Wednesday, we don't. We have replays during the week anyhow, so you can check up on us. And the one thing about life, laugh, and whatever, we like to laugh a lot. We like to talk about stuff that's going on currently and kind of discuss some of the stuff there. Hey, a big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead. And they were talking about a monetary crisis that may be creeping up and things you can do to protect yourself. And I put that on our website, and you can take a look at that in Facebook, Money and Change/Financially Prepped. And also Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Boy, they've had some frost and some other things that are going on down in the homestead, and they're great people. They really are. If I could have neighbors, I have good neighbors here, but if I could add neighbors, I would say Brad and Krista, Danny and Wanda King, Dave Kobler with Southern Prepper One, and Ed Carswell. But as long as Ed doesn't dig a deep bunker like he's doing now, he couldn't do that where I live. And we couldn't raise chickens with Danny and Wanda King because that's forbidden in the town where I live. Maybe in the future, you know, but I don't know. I once knew the wrestler Hulk Hogan had a place in Bel Air, Florida. and he decided to get some chickens that were a specialty type of French chicken or whatever. And they had a problem with the rooster. And at the mansion, they had high walls. I've been by it several times. He's since had to move out due to a divorce situation. But anyhow, they had this rooster that would get on top of the wall surrounding the beautiful mansion and crow at 6 o'clock in the morning. And that really upset his neighbors. Now you can picture neighbors with Bentleys, Mercedes-Benz, limos, they're probably Maybachs, and some very expensive Rolls Royces. Okay, it was a swanky neighborhood. And it wasn't far from where I stayed when I vacationed down in Florida, because I was at Bel Air Beach or Indian Rocks Beach or Sand Key. And I was always in that area. But I don't think that we could have chickens. And if Danny and Wanda wouldn't bring chickens, I'd have them move in next door. They're great people. And Dave Kobler, hey, he's fantastic. He's got chickens too. I don't know. He's trying to keep abreast on everything that's going on in the financial world. People are contacting him and he's telling it like it is. He's a straight shooter, very good guy. I've known him for years. Prepper Nurse One, well, with Ed, yeah, he's digging he calls it the bunker, but he's digging down in very thick soil and rock, and he's going to make kind of a place where he can put food and store food in that area, keep it cold, certain temperature. But he's down in West Virginia. And he's in the process of building things up there. And then, of course, we always have Canadian Prepper, and that's Nate. He's our doom and gloom guy, and you'll see him on Facebook. He gets very good information, by the way. There are so many people that I listen to during the week. I could probably spend a half an hour talking about all of the people, the presenters or the people on YouTube or on other places in BitChute, BitChute. Oh, there's so many people and so much information. And to try to get it inside my head to do a Wednesday or a Sunday show, it can be mind-boggling. It's fun listening to them because they present a lot of material that they won't present on the regular news. And they have very good information. But I'll tell you what, there's so much going on. I mean, you know, you see things like last Sunday, they had riots up in Michigan, or not Michigan, on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And a friend of mine lives in Chicago. She was still is a drive time disc jockey at WXRT, one of the top ones. And she's kind of semi-retired, and she's excellent. She really is. Her name is Terry Hemmert, by the way. H-E-M-M-E-R-T. Fantastic gal, great disc jockey, an expert on the Beatles. She's met them, she knows them, they know her. And she lives up there, and so hopefully they didn't have any rioting close to where she lives. But they did, they had that, and kids were just going amok, and I'll tell you, some of the stuff that's going on now with just people coming up out of the blue and slapping somebody or knocking somebody or students assaulting teachers. You don't see teachers assaulting students, it's usually the other way around. And then you have financial crises that are going on around the world with the banks. And, you know, that's what we basically talk about here on Money and Change. It's crazy. And today we had a coronal mass ejection, actually 2 days ago, that got here today. And right now it's 7:14 p.m. and it's a G3 or a G4 coronal mass ejection that's hitting the United States and I believe parts of South America. And it's going to disrupt radio communications around this section of the world. And it will do so for probably 5-6 hours. And suspicious observers was telling about that this morning, because I always want to know what's going on there, because I don't know whether or not we would have a show tonight based on that CME. It was almost a direct hit, and it could have been a what they call a G5 or a G6, which would be really nasty, and our electrical wires could have some problems with the transmission grid. So I was watching all of that. But financial problems all over the world. Then there's rumors out there. Well, even the guys from the Fed were saying it's really not a rumor when they say it, I guess. They're going to have a CB, Central Bank Digital Coin, CBDC. And it's going to be the Fed coin or something similar, and everybody's hinting about this electronic stuff, and it's going to go electronic. So if you pay a bill to Amazon, you pay it digitally with your credit card, and it goes to FedNow. They act as the broker, and then they send the payment to Amazon or whoever else there is. But I'm hearing that there's going to be a charge for all of this. So now you get charged a fee for buying things. And if they don't like what you're buying, they don't pay. There's that little switch. They're controlling our lives. Cash is still king. And like I always do, I always pay in cash. Now, if it's something I get on Amazon, yeah, I'm going to have to use the credit card and then pay off the credit card. I don't get interest on things. There are a lot of people that will pay things over time because they don't have the money to get what they wanted to get in the first place. And then they accrue interest. For example, I had a Sirius bill for my car radio, and I was charged something like $27 or $28. Well, Bank of America wanted that money, and if it wasn't paid on time or the right amount, they were actually going to charge me 29% interest. 29%. And I've been with them for probably 30 years or more, maybe 40. And now they're doing this. I think the next time that I get a bill, I'm going to go ahead and pay it, but then I'm going to contact B of A and I'm going to say, guess what? I'm cutting up your card. I'm no longer going to use you because you're high interest rate. And I've been a good customer for over 40 years. So I'm no longer going to need your services. Well, Bank of America has got some problems. It's been posted, and a lot of the big banks, the too big to fail banks, have problems. And what's happening is that they have hedge funds, and these hedge funds are out there, and it's causing a problem. They're betting with our money, and they shouldn't be. Enough said on all of that. Well, I touched on something on my world, and it deserves repeating, because Mike Shedlock from MishTalk.com, and that's M-I-S-H-T-A-L-K.com, said 70% of Americans are financially stressed and 58% live paycheck to paycheck. Well, you know how to take care of that is live beneath your means if you can do that. Live beneath your means. You don't need Netflix. You don't need to go out and eat 5 nights a week or 6 nights a week. Learn to live by your means. In other words, keep a budget and live within that budget or spend less than that budget. Take that extra money and then go buy extra food to stock up. But live beneath your means. Don't overspend. I know some big spenders that go out there and they are in hock and their credit cards so bad that they get another credit card and then they get that one in trouble and then another credit card. You know, they might have 5 or 6 credit cards flowing around and they are only paying the interest. Pay off the cards. Pay down that debt. Put some money aside. Get some long-term foods. The reason being is we could have some food shortages this summer or next year. And if you're not prepared, the government's not going to help you. Social agencies can only go so far. It's up to you. So buy some heirloom seeds and plant what is good for your climate. You can find out what that climate zone is, but you want to do that. And that will help you live within your means, and you could can some of the produce. You could freeze dry it. You can do a lot of things with it. But with people financially stressed, they have to find out why. Are they paying interest on 3 cars when they only maybe need 1 or maybe 2? Are they paying a lot of money for fun things? Traveling a lot, doing a lot of fun things? Sometimes you have to learn to economize and not spend a lot of money. I just had a lawnmower just totally die. It's old enough that it's time to be replaced. Well, I went out this afternoon and I go to Lowe's and they get these lawnmowers with batteries on them. They had a whole big line of lithium battery powered lawnmowers. My God, I don't want that. I want a gasoline mower. I was looking specifically for Troy-Bilt because they're built like tanks and they run. They don't break down. Could I find one at Lowe's? No. Could I find one at Home Depot? No. So I had to go to the website and I'm checking. And finally I found out that Menards has them. So now I have to travel roughly about 12 miles to see what they are and to see if it fits my needs. Because I need self-propelled mowers. Not a riding mower because I only have 1/4 acre. But still, it's a powered push mower. And they're great. Some people like Toro, some people like others, a Yardman or whatever it is. I just like my Troy-Bilt. It's fantastic equipment. But I save money to be able to go and get that. And the prices right now for a self-propelled lawnmower was like $500. And several years ago, they were only like $398, something like that. Now it's $500. And that's not for the most expensive model. So I have to save up my money and be able to get it. But people are financially stressed. So you have to analyze and say, okay, where is the problem? And if it's your income, because you're not making enough money, would it be a second job? I don't know. But people live paycheck to paycheck. And according to a CNBC survey, 70% of Americans are feeling financially stressed. Well, inflation. Thanks to the current POTUS, we have inflation quite a bit. Most Americans are using tax refunds to boost savings or pay off debt. That's great if you can do that. In my case, I had to write a big check, which I don't like giving government my money so that they can live off the interest of it and I don't get anything back. 58% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck in the CNBC survey, and people are worried that the money they've saved won't last and are worried they're going to have to lean more on their credit cards and other sources of debt just to get by. Don't lean on your credit cards. Live within your means. Simple food, simple meals. That's the key. Don't go out and eat all the time. Then there was a report on Zero Hedge, and it was originally from Bloomberg. Buy now, pay later mania sends Americans deeper into the black hole of debt. Yeah, buy now and pay later. Let's have our pleasure now, and then we'll pay for it later. And boy, we'll pay for it. I've known people that have paid just on the interest, and then they finally had to take out a big, big, big loan to pay things off. And they put it into one credit card, and then they pay this interest. And like I said, with Bank of America, 29.5% interest. So, you know, I don't need B of A. I can get another credit card a lot cheaper and only use it as an emergency like I do with my B of A. I don't load it up. The bank's got financial problems from what I have heard, and it has to do with hedge funds and, well, derivatives too. A lot of the big banks have that, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citibank, a bunch of others. The too big to fail banks, they didn't learn their lesson the first time, and now they have to be bailed out again. But get yourself out of debt as best you can. You might have a little debt, but you're going to have food in your pantry. Put it in your garage or someplace that's cool. A root cellar. But store up, because there is going to be a food crisis. There is. And if you're not prepared, you are in trouble. Oh, speaking of trouble. Huh. Remember Budweiser? This Bud's for you. Well, the entire situation, it's such that, gee whiz, Budweiser lost $6 billion because of a big marketing mistake. Big marketing mistake. And I don't know how they're going to dig out of it. I can't tell you if they're going to dig out of it. I don't know. But Budweiser did some stupid stuff, and the marketing department did some stupid stuff, and it came back to bite them. Then there's a civil rights complaint that was filed against Anheuser-Busch for racist and sexist hiring. according to Naveen Athrapulli, Athrapulli, from the Epoch Times. That's going to cost him a lot of business because of marketing mistakes. And you run into all the stuff that's going on, and I'm like, gee whiz. Budweiser? Who's going to fill Budweiser's place? Well, there was an article about Budweiser. I'm trying to find it because... Oh, here it is up on the screen. If I can find it. Or did I erase it? I think I erased it. Well, from memory, if I can remember right, Bud, or Anheuser-Busch, is not invited to Oktoberfest in Germany. Das ist verboten. They are forbidden to come to Oktoberfest. That's a big marketing and drinking time over in Germany, and it's the end of September. I know they call it Oktoberfest, but they do it at the end of September. And I'll tell you what, that's bad. That is bad. And then we've got all this downtown in Baltimore. Have you ever been to Baltimore? I've only been there a couple of times. I flew in and out of the airport there a couple of times. It's a big place. And it's got its problems like any other big city, liberal city. But there was an article that was posted. It said the entire downtown is effectively dead. Baltimore City descends further into turmoil. And it said downtown Baltimore is plagued with shootings, carjackings, muggings, and out-of-control packs of teenagers wearing or wreaking, not wearing. They're probably wearing hoodies, but wreaking havoc. And Baltimore residents can thank five decades of liberal politicians for mismanaging this once thriving town. And yeah, Baltimore is home to several large banks and businesses. And now they're having problems with some teens running amok, and you got carjackings and everything else. Would that make me want to live in Baltimore? No. Would that make me want to live in Chicago? No. How about Cincinnati? I used to live there. It used to be a nice town. It still is in some ways, but you still have your crime. And all this is going on in the big cities, the big liberal cities. They used to have the rule of law there where, you know, if a cop said, hey, don't do that or you're going to get a ticket, people behaved. Now they go back and slap cops and sometimes get away with it. When I was living, if somebody did that, the cops would just, that's it, bud. You strike a cop, the cop's going to come back and nail you. And then you're going to spend some time in the old Gray Bar Hotel, better known as the jail, or the clink, as people like to call it. But what does that do to the businesses in that area? It drives them out. What about Walmart leaving Chicago places and other cities? They're tired of having the theft and everything else. It's just not a good climate for business. So they're pulling out. They said, we've had enough. And I don't blame them. if I had problems like that, I'd say, that's it, I'm done. I'm not going to be back. And you're going to lose my tax revenue and everything else. Something to think about. Hey, there was a thing about Bed Bath & Beyond files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And it said, after a year's long struggle, Bed Bath & Beyond filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy relief on Sunday in the U.S. District Court in New Jersey, or for the people on the West Coast, New Jersey, and said its estimated assets and liabilities are between $1 billion and $10 billion. And they said, we have made the difficult decision to begin winding down our operations, the company said on its website Sunday, which was today. And Bed Bath & Beyond and Bye Bye Baby stores and websites are open and serving customers. Now, Bed Bath & Beyond was co-founded by Warren Eisenberg and Leonard Feinstein, who together opened two bed and bath stores in 1971 in the New York suburbs. And then from there, it grew and grew and grew, went into malls and so forth. I don't think they ever used a standalone store. I think they were basically in the malls. And then there was the Union, a New Jersey-based home goods retailer, which shot to popularity in the 1990s. As a go-to shopping destination for couples making wedding registries and planning for new babies, has seen demand drop off in recent years as its merchandising strategy to sell more store brand products flopped. Well, the business climate isn't good. Taxes are high. People don't have money. Or less money. And so then how do they make a profit in the businesses? And then you have vandalism and everything else. So will Bed Bath & Beyond close a lot of stores? I don't know. Now, one thing that they said was Bed Bath & Beyond said that it had received a commitment of approximately $240 million in debtor in possession financing from Sixth Street Specialty Lending, Inc. Maybe to help bail them out, but I don't know what's going to happen. But look for Bed Bath & Beyond to probably call it quits, or they could come back and reorganize and maybe do something better. You know, we've got national debt of $31,702,053,000,000. And the debt per citizen is $94,722. And debt per taxpayer is $247,766. I don't know about you. I don't have the $247,000, almost $248,000. But yet I'm getting stuck with that. Why am I getting stuck? The government can't control spending. They haven't been able to do it for probably 10, 15 years. If they had to live on a budget like we do, they would be okay. But no, they print money out of thin air. And you say, well, why do you do that? Well, because we're the federal government. We can do anything we want to do. Think about that. It's scary. And right now, what I'm reading is they're pulling in $4,613,277,000,000. And the revenue coming in is roughly $13,789 per citizen. And then state debt is going up, and the debt per citizen for the states are $3,743. You can check that out at usdebtclock.org. you could see how things are screwed up. They are so messed up. Now, there was a thing in Zero Hedge. They had a thing from the Visual Capitalist. And it was visualizing the $31.4 trillion owed in 2023. And if you take a look in $1 bills, they did a visualization. And it shows, and there was a link to it on our Facebook page, how many bills would be $20,000, how many would be $100,000, and then finally, how many $10 million. How about a billion? That's a lot of bills. How about 1,000 billion? That equals 1 trillion. I mean, it's bigger than a 747. If you stack them up, a lot bigger. 31.4 trillion is like the John Hancock County Tower in Chicago. I don't know what it is now, but when I was in Chicago, that's what it was, John Hancock Tower. And the bills were stacked as high as the tower was, but they did it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And you take a look at the year outstanding debt, year over year increases, 31.4 trillion. Then in 2022, it was 30.9 trillion. And then going back, it was 28.4, 26.9. In 2019, it was 22.7. And you go all the way back to the year 2000, it was only $5.7 trillion. I think I posted that. It's interesting to look at the numbers and how those pictures come about, because you look at it and you go, oh my God, I can't believe that they did that. Things are so far out of hand, and it's no wonder that China, Russia, India, and the BRICS countries and a few more are joining to have a separate currency. It's no wonder. We are going to be possibly like Venezuela if we don't get our act together. And that's not good. Oh, the Budweiser thing in Oktoberfest, it was on Facebook, by the way. And it was Dunning-Kruger-Times.com, and it said Budweiser brands won't be welcome at the Oktoberfest for the first time in 75 years. They're not going to be around. I think if I was going to the Oktoberfest, I would not be drinking Budweiser. There are a lot of other beers that would be just as good. Varsteiner would be a good one. Grolsch would be another one. That's a Dutch beer. There are a lot of other beers out there in different types. Like, if you like wheat beer, it's very smooth. I had it one time before I ended up getting meds from a doctor. Now I can't even think about sipping it because it interacts with the medication, and then I got a problem. So Budweiser won't be there, and that's one of the biggest parties in Europe. I mean, a big party, and I've seen parties like that, videos. I've never been there. I would love to go there. But some of the behavior that they have there, Restrooms are not plentiful. Do you know what I mean? And so people who have to do certain liquid things, if you know what I mean, they've been known to visit people's porches, steps, street, to relieve themselves. And it's, I think it's about a 3-day drunk. And they party and have fun. They have parades and everything else. But I'm telling you, Budweiser really messed up on their marketing. Really messed up things. And that's not good. And that's far from being good. Well, there was an article that came out. A fairly severe corporate credit crunch is a harbinger of more stress to come. And Goldman Sachs, they were talking about it. And it says it's been over a month since signs of bank stress first appeared in regional banks, and we quickly identified the beginning of a credit crunch. And days after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, it was pointed out that the next credit event had arrived, and then cited a note from Jan Hatzius, Goldman Sachs chief economist, who pointed out small and medium-sized banks serve a critical function in the U.S. economy. And he said banks with less than $250 billion in assets account for roughly 50% of U.S. commercial and industrial lending, 60% of residential real estate lending, 80% of commercial real estate lending, and 45% of consumer lending. And they said, and throughout March and into April, that they outlined the macroeconomic impact of the regional bank blowups that would be a major catalyst in a pullback of lending. If you want to get a loan for a house right now, you know, the percentages are way up there. For a loan, you couldn't afford it. A lot of people couldn't afford loans, especially car loans. And it goes back to when Jimmy Carter was in. President Carter had loans that were 15% to 19% on credit cards. And you also had that on house loans and everything else. I was lucky when I bought my house 20 years ago, that my interest rate was only 6.7%. And that's because I wanted to pay it off in 15 years. And I did that. So my house has been paid for. My car is paid for. My credit cards are totally taken care of. So if I want to get something, I can do that. That's just the way things work out when you don't have a lot of credit debt. And I don't know what my score is. I should probably check it. I'm going to say it's in the 800 to 850s. Could be higher than that. I don't have a lot of debt. I don't want a lot of debt. I'm going to time in my age of, well, last week it was 75 years, that I don't have debt. I wish it was that way 40 years ago, but it wasn't. You had car debt, you had house debt, and so forth. We need to get away from being in debt all the time. We ought to be able to pay with cash, do what we normally do, and not be indebted to the banks all the time. We're always going to be indebted in taxes. We know that. But then you get indebted to the banks. And that's where they put their thumb on you. And it's credit crunches. And they raise the rates when things get bad. And that's what you have to put up with. And small businesses, according to the report from Bloomberg, says it hasn't been this difficult to borrow in decades. The amount of corporate debt trading at distressed levels has surged about 300% over the past year. Well, guess what? The US dollar is worth very little. It's going to be worth less. Look at Venezuela. Remember the problems that they had? They'd take a ton of money across the border and they would try to get toilet paper. And they might only get two rolls of toilet paper for a whole bunch of money. Back in Germany, in the Weimar Republic, they had problems there. A wheelbarrow of Deutschmarks got you a loaf of bread. That tells you how worthless the paper is. And that's why I think the government is saying, let's get out of that gig and we'll just turn it into digital money. Some people say, oh, that's great, I can use my credit card and so forth. But if the government doesn't like what you're doing, guess what? And what's going to happen is it's going to hurt drug dealers because, gee, nobody could buy drugs because they have to use the credit card and the government tracks everything. If they don't look like what you're doing, surprise! You don't vote the way they want you to vote, surprise! You don't eat, oh, we're going to give you fees. Every time you use FedNow, we're going to give you a fee. And we're going to deduct from the amount that you have. That's something to watch out for. Because everything that you use that goes through FedNow could have a fee attached to it. And by golly, you want to talk about people being ticked off? There are going to be a lot of people upset. I mean, a lot of people upset. So learn to be what I call a gray man. Don't stick out in the crowd. Make sure that you have a lot of canned food and freeze-dried foods, long-term foods put away. Make sure that you know how to do things. Maybe repair lawnmowers or mow lawns or fix cars. Do cement work, roofing, whatever it takes. Learn to do that because you're going to need a side business to get through this. Now, I don't know what I would be able to do. I could probably go out and supervise a bunch of businesses like I used to do. I basically ran 60 businesses. And that was looking at profit and loss statements and day-to-day operations and everything else. I could probably go back to that. I could probably go back and run restaurants. I could be a financial consultant. I could go back as being a musician. I don't think I'd make much at being a musician, but you never know. I think I could do better than some consultants, but I would always have something on the side to make extra money. And that's what you're going to need. and the banks are going to get worse and worse and worse. There was a rumor out there that we were going to have only 6 banks in the United States. I think it'll be more than that. And they will control everything. The small banks will go by the wayside because the bigger banks will eat them up. There'll be a lot of mergers. And what I've been able to do with what little money I have, I diversified it. And what I did, I take small banks and I have a farm bank. So I put a few dollars there. I have another bank that is, it's basically out of state, but it's a small bank. And I have money there. I have money in a credit union. So I'm trying to see where I want to put money. Where the interest is, how much interest am I going to accrue from it? And Glenn Beck told people, put your money into a credit union. That was his advice. Yeah, that's okay. As long as it's a good credit union. But do your research. Remember that term that I use on My World, due diligence? Do your research. Talk to the bankers, talk to other people and say, hey, how is XYZ Bank or XYZ Credit Union? How good are they? If it's a credit union, you invest in the credit union, you get a dividend at the end of the year. Now, the one where I was at, they give out $10 million to the total group of investors that they have. Mine wasn't very big because I just got into it. But some people that have maybe 20 shares of stock or 30 shares or 100 shares of stock, they get a bigger dividend back. And so I'm new to that game. So I'm learning how they operate. I don't get that at the other banks. And the big bank that I'm with, I don't know. They're invested too much in hedge funds. I think it's about 46%, 47% that's out there. And they're gambling with their depositors' money, which I think is a crime. Under Glass-Steagall, they couldn't do that. And that was important because Glass-Steagall said gambling had to be investing, had to be separate from a regular bank. And I think that's where it's going to have to return because Dodd-Frank didn't exactly cut the mustard. So there are a lot of things that we have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've always said, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term food, stock up on your medications, make sure you have the appropriate clothing for the season. If you can get alternative power, like the battery packs that you can use solar to charge them with, that's fine. If you have a diesel generator, that's fine. But with stuff that's happening now with that CME, we don't know how it's going to be. We don't know how things are going to turn out tomorrow. I mean, we don't know. The electrical grid could go down. So anyhow, Michael, that's all I've got for this week. And we'll have some more on My World on Wednesday and then again on Sunday. And just everybody start prepping like crazy. Save your money. Pay down your debt. And we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Stu, it sounds good. Listen, folks, we're out of here because we're already up on our hour. So, Stu, I will talk to you Wednesday.
And see ya.
God bless everyone.
Okay, coconut.